She is currently a sales girl at a shop in Watown and earns 200 Ghana cedis a month. Sahada Hamidu is her name. She graduated from the Wa Senior High Technical School this year. She was once a child, abandoned by her father, together with her mother and two other siblings. As the second of three children, Sahada was determined, against all odds, to make it through school. Listening to her story, I realized it has not been a smooth sailing on the mighty ocean called life.
There's a divorce in the family, so my mother went and stayed in different places, and my father too is staying alone with the wife. At the age of 10, I was just a house girl, washing bowls and other things. When I was in junior high, it was very difficult for me to get money to buy books and uniform. It goes with a time I was selling pure water for a living. When I closed from school, I'll come and pick the pure water and send it to the market. In the evening, I'll come back and come and start my work again as a house girl.
She has seen it all. From washing plates for food vendors at the Wa Central Market, Sahada was able to save for provision for school during vacations as opposed to chasing men for her needs.
When I finished writing my BC, I was at the market washing plates for one rice seller so that I can get money for a living. Even when I was in SS, when we vacate, I always go back to the market to sell the rice. And at the end of the day, she pays me 7 cedis. I will be saving it small, small. And I'm going back to school. I always get money to buy my provision. And some people also help me. Friends were teasing at me that I'm selling rice. But I don't care because I know where I'm coming from. So I'm chasing boys. Definitely, they want to give me their money, but they would like to have an affair with me. So because of that, I'll be pregnant. I cannot continue my schooling.
Remember those days when people got called dining hall prefects because they never missed their meals at the hall?
When I was in school, actually, it was very difficult. I always go to dining. Friends will be teasing at me. I like going to dining, but I don't care. Or I'll go to our headmistress, and sometimes she gives me money.
I know at this juncture, you are one wondering what her mother had been doing all along. Well, as a woman who got married at an early age with no education nor skill, she was badly affected by the sudden desertion by her husband on whom she had solely depended. After being ejected from her marital home, she moved into a house which can easily pass for a hen coop. She says she earns 5 Ghana cedis a day from helping out at a Bito brewing joint in her area. She uses the money she earns to take care of herself and the youngest child, with nothing to spare for her two daughters. Sahada tells me she wants to become a teacher in future and has started saving from her earnings as a sales girl. In fact, many children in the Wa municipality obviously find themselves in similar situations. Of course, some are lucky to meet strong mothers who are able to shoulder the responsibility and make them better people, but majority fail in this regard.
When you look around Wa Minister, the majority of the men, instead of busying themselves around to be able to shoulder their family's responsibility, they just go and sit there, chat, unnecessary chat, and think that it's bigger than the woman in the house who should work and take care of their children. In Wa municipal exercise, it's just a few men who one can say they shoulder financial responsibilities of their children. When you look around, you see the women very busy going to the market up and down, yet they will just be relaxed. When the woman takes up that responsibility, instead of them also remaining in the house to watch over the kids, they are busy marrying other women around and compete each other with taking care of he and his children.
That was Miss Latifa Abobo, the Upper West Regional Director for the Department of Children. She laments the repercussion irresponsible parenting have on children.
Parents ignore their financial responsibility. It means the burden will now shift to the mothers. That's if they are also responsible. But if they also turn out not to be responsible enough, then it means the child will have to strive outside the house to be able to survive. It can make the child wayward, because if you are not responsible for the child in any way, especially financially, which is very, very important, then it means you can't control the child.
In Sahade's case, she tried getting the social welfare involved, but all efforts proved futile.
We went to social welfare. They told us to go and give letter to my father, and later on my father will come to them. He refused. Later we went to domestic violence and victim support, and they came for my father. He told the people that he's not having money to cater for us.
Ms. Abubu says although there are laws, enforcement has become quite a challenge, such that even their lives as advocates of child welfare sometimes get threatened.
In the Children's Act, they spell out the rights of the children, and it includes everything about their upkeep. But you and I know what restricts us sometimes. But in our little ways, we are actually making some progress, because you know our people fear police issues. Normally, when we get such cases, we try to go to the houses, talk to them. But sometimes, when you write a letter and sit in the office, they won't even honor it. If they don't listen, you will bring the police in. You will succeed in arresting them, but you can't succeed in giving them some small sentence so that it can serve as a deterrent to the other responsible one. So when you arrest someone, you didn't think it's a nobody. But I can't realize politicians are calling you up and down. Other big men are calling you, and if you insist, they will tell you straightforward that your life is at stake.
Need I say more? In many societies in Ghana, children have been abandoned by fathers at the mercy of their helpless mothers and other benevolent persons. Sometimes I wonder why children who never asked to be born nor were consulted before being given birth to have to suffer such ill fate due to irresponsibilities on the part of some men. I call them runaway fathers, and the question I ask is, where do they always go, and what would happen to such children if the mothers also decide to run away? In my view, such men need to be severely dealt with by the law in order to protect the child. Reporting for Ghana Today, I am Lydia Darlington for Joe.